You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, April 6, 2018, week 242. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And this is Destiny Pizza. And it's time for Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Mortal Kombat. The first one, which was not weird because they didn't cut Raiden's hair off and make him mortal.
Mm-hmm.
And mess with the video game story.
No.
This one is very straightforward. There's a championship.
Correct.
Tournament.
I mean, they play the song in this movie, right?
That's where the song came from.
Oh, the song was made for the movie?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat!
Oh, I always thought it came from the video game.
No. Video games couldn't handle that kind of music back then.
I guess that's true. There's not even like an 8-bit. Okay. I never had the video game.
Liu Kang! It says all the characters' names.
Liu Cage. Johnny.
It was Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage, that's it.
Liu Kang.
Liu Kang.
Liu Kang. Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song is like the greatest legacy of that movie, I think.
Yeah. That's probably the most famous thing from Mortal Kombat now.
If you say Mortal Kombat and be like, do that song, it's like, oh, I know that song.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my recommendation.
All right, I recommend Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. You get to see Chris Hardwick in this movie for a second.
Yeah, fat Chris Hardwick, right?
Chris Hardwick. And, yeah, I thought it was a decent movie.
Did you, though?
Yeah.
Decent.
I like the machine that controls machines. That was the female Terminator.
Yeah, it's a female Terminator. Of course, the female's controlling us.
No, just the machines.
A female controlling the other machines?
Yeah, just the other machines.
Of course.
Then you see John Connor. They got another John Connor. He's not a good actor either. I feel like everybody they get for John Connor is not a good actor.
Yeah.
Every time. But Arnold's back. Set like... I think it's when the movie came out, that's when it's set. So it's set like 10 years after Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
And like Judgment Day ends up actually happening. So it's cool to see Judgment Day finally happen. And this movie's not going to be canon according to the next movie. So
yeah,
we'll see. But I enjoyed the movie.
Do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger is still going to follow through even though he had that open heart surgery the other day?
Yeah, I think he's still.
Which is completely scheduled. It wasn't like...
I know. Like it all came up online and was like, yeah, oh but he knew about it. I guess the public didn't know. That's why it was a big deal.
He had something inside of him that only lasted for 10 years and he got like 12 years out of it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So I think he'll be acting as long as he's obviously wanted to do acting since he's stopped being governor. So
yeah.
I think he's in for it.
On Netflix today, Six Balloons, Amateur, Fastest Car Season 1, Money Heist Part 2, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman, Jay-Z, Orbiter 9, Ram Dass Going Home, Sundogs, The Fourth Company, The Boss Baby, Back in Business, Season 1, Todo lo que Sierra de Lucas Llorente, and Troy, Fall of a City, Season 1. Tomorrow on Netflix, 24 Hours to Live. How was your week?
My week, let's see. Baseball started up this week, opening day.
That's why I've been wearing all these baseball tees.
Yeah. Do you have like a bunch of them?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen you wear that many. You wore one last week and now.
Yeah, every day now I just wear them. It's more so comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the perfect sleeve length.
It's true. It is a good. Yeah, because I don't like the long.
I don't want a long sleeve shirt that gets in the way of everything.
Yeah.
But I don't want a short sleeve shirt.
That is true. Didn't think about that.
3/4 length.
Yeah. It's a good idea. So I'm watching some baseball. I'm pretty excited. I had a short week of work this week. I got off Friday.
For Good Friday?
Yeah.
You'll get Maundy Tuesday or Thursday off?
No.
That's what it's called in the Catholic Church.
Oh, is it?
The Thursday before Good Friday.
No more than me.
It signifies the Last Supper.
Oh. Makes sense. I didn't know that.
I don't understand why they call it Good Friday, though.
I don't know. I don't know the origin of the term, either.
I don't care to look it up.
Yeah, I don't care to look it up, either. But yeah, like... Because we take off what our main vendor takes off, and like a bunch of our that gets shut down, so we just take it off because they take it off. I don't know why we take it off.
It was like so. We did a good amount of shipping and stuff.
Yeah,
but it was. I feel so like we would have done too.
I was looking at my emails and I got like emails stacked up, so I'm sure there's a bunch of people still working.
Yeah.
So,
but like we got barely any calls.
Yeah.
So
kind of those. Yeah, one of those weird days where a lot of people don't have it off.
Yeah.
But some people do.
Like, what they should do is they should do like a 10 to 2 day or 10 to 3 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Get a late start.
That makes more sense, yeah.
Early release, just work a half day in the middle of the day, though.
Yeah, I do like that. Why don't they never do half days like that? Didn't we do that?
Because
in
it's
school?
Super inconvenient. No, we never did it like that. Like a late start, early release date.
One, I think what I'm remembering is one of the days of all the periods were flipped. Like there was like you go to one class at a different time.
Yeah.
And I think I had the morning, like one. Yeah, of the, where I had no fourth
for,
period.
It was like for final testing.
Yeah, so fourth period was in the morning, so I had that off. So I went in at like 10 or
yeah, you
11.
Went in for like 2 hours in the middle of the day and then got
weird.
To leave.
Yeah, that's what I'm remembering. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had off, so. Yeah, because I went on Friday. I went to the beach with my dad.
Nice.
And we thought it wouldn't be that crowded, but it was like we went at like 1 o'clock, and there was actually like people. Like it was like the traffic to get there. Like we went to.
I think a lot more people get Friday off than you think.
I think that's what it was. I think it's just more like more crowded in general than I always think.
Yeah.
Like it's just I never think to look up traffic, but there's always traffic. And it didn't used to be that way. And I'm still in that mindset of like, oh, no, it's not going to be that. But yeah, it was pretty packed. So that was unexpected. What else have I been doing? Oh, I went to see Ready Player One.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
I was on my way. I was literally on the 405, like the 5 to the 405.
Yeah.
When your brother called.
Yeah.
And Terrell was with me. And uh-huh. We had plans to get BCD.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's going through flashbacks
oh, no.
right now.
He's going to be like, oh no, what now?
He's like, again? Like, right? Does he always call you right when we're in the spot?
He should just call and said, I need you to pick me up in the car. That would have been funny. You call AAA for me?
Because he's like, why is he calling? Because I was like,
driving.
It's Mike's brother.
And I was driving, like, I was like.
He's like, but why does it say Jeff? And I'm like, because it's Mike's brother.
Yeah,
and I think he was like, I
what,
don't
what
get...
would you put in the Mike's brother in your
I don't
phone?
Know yeah
I guess you could do that but yeah so I saw Ready Player One, which is cool, and it wasn't that crowded, of course, because it was Kaleidoscope at night,
which they're doing a bunch of changes.
Yeah, like yep. Everything changed. The only thing that's been there is game
Howie's Game Shack.
Howie's Game
but
Shack.
Even that wasn't. Because that used to be Zany Brainy, that
yeah,
store.
Yeah. So there's nothing really been there for like since
movie
the beginning,
theater.
Except the movie theater.
Riptide,
a couple of those food places. Riptide's not from the beginning, is it?
It's pretty close to the beginning.
Yeah, but it was weird. There we were leaving the movie, and they were like, "There's a new restaurant or whatever, wherever that piano bar thing used to be or whatever."
Mm-hmm. The tapas place, no.
Yeah, so they were like bumping a bunch of music, but there was nobody there. I guess they were trying to get people to come in there, but it was like. It was like 11:30 at night, and they're bumping this loud music. I'm like, what's going on? Nobody's in there.
That's
like,
crazy.
I was like, what are you guys doing? It was very strange. So, yeah, that was cool. What have you been up to this week?
I don't know. Nothing. Work.
Mm-hmm.
Going to work early. I'm supposed to leave early on Friday.
Yeah.
And then I saw... this person getting trained, and I was like, this isn't right. I should probably help.
Why is this happening?
So, yeah, I really didn't do much this week, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just been watching Kim's Convenience.
Oh, I also ordered a movie pass this week, finally.
Oh, nice. Did you get it? That was the question I was going to have. Did you do it for, like, the $90 thing?
Yeah.
Because, like, I think the day they got rid of that deal, like, 2 days ago.
Oh, is it not there anymore?
Like, I think it was a day after you, Friday, they got rid of that deal.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. So I got it right in the window when it came back. I was like, oh, well, because I know you can do it through Costco still, right?
So is that what you did through?
No, I just did it through MoviePass.
Because if you did it through Costco, you get like Fandor or something. You get like a streaming service
as
well.
Oh, you do? Oh, maybe I should. I didn't know there were extra things I got. Oh, well. Doesn't really matter, but I saw they went back to 7, so I was like, oh, I'll get it because I was gonna get it anyway.
Because
like the summer movies are coming up. I don't know. I was gonna get it to like rewatch some movies.
Did you see how much how many, like, they came out and gave all these numbers saying how many tickets
they sold.
It was over like $1 million for Black Panther.
Yeah.
Million tickets, I mean.
But yeah, million tickets, you think about it, and then that's only like $10 million then.
Yeah.
Like, and that's really not that much.
Not much for like almost a billion-dollar movie.
It. Yeah. But that means like they have like 2 million members. That means like half their people. Or I mean, I'm sure people use it for to watch it over and over again. Because that's kind of why I want it, is I can watch the same movie.
Yeah, you can go watch Ready Player One a bunch of times in 2D, though.
Yeah, in 2D, though. So. But like, I kind of feel like I always feel like I want to watch a movie again, but I don't always feel like seeing it again with the same, like, if I got to pay for it twice.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I mean, I'll do it. I don't really mind. And it doesn't really
Especially with how long some of the movies run in theaters around here.
Yeah.
Oh, comes out worth it.
Exactly. So. Yeah, I just got one because everyone pretty much has one now.
Yeah.
So, a lot easier to see more movies.
Yeah, I didn't. Oh, wait. One of the days I went to like 3 tea spots with Terrell.
Really?
Wednesday.
In one day?
Yeah, we went to like Seven Leaves.
Did you have tea at all?
No. Okay. We went to Seven Leaves. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to get this drink. And he's like, do you think my dad will like this drink? I was like, no, he probably just like regular milk tea. And I was like, do you think they have that at Lollicup with no sugar added? And I was like, yeah, we can try. And Lollicup's like walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
And then across the street in the complex over, they have Tapioca Express because he wanted food. So we went to all 3 of those.
Mm.
It was weird.
Cool.
And I was like, I'm tired, man.
Yeah, I was like, that's a lot to go to.
And yeah.
I figure you go, maybe go one, and you're like, oh, I actually don't want to go here. And then you go to the second one, but go to 3.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Okay. It's just they're so close. Yeah. And I was like, we should just try it's like regular milk tea from like all of these spots and see which one's the best.
Yeah.
Which I think I already know.
Yeah. But it's easier to tell when you have them all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you got to do that one time.
Yeah. But besides that, there's nothing.
Yeah. Nothing else really going on.
No. So I guess that's it. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.